Yeah.
Which is unfortunate. Well, but it's fine though.
Talking about Sean Dunn.
Yeah, but he's in that like category just below.
Just below, yeah, yeah. But to be honest, I want to talk about this quickly.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because there's plenty to talk about, but
indeed.
I think where I lack most as an artist is consistency. I just haven't had the energy to compete with enemies or y'all so-called bigger three. But every verse I lay, fans love to say, man, niggas asleep. But 200 million records up, though, it isn't a dream. Even if you was my son, you couldn't belittle me. My life got more layers than a secret identity. And I'm all money in like Nippin' J Stone whipping the Brinks. And I get to snapping on her, but never was the weakest link. I might have been a sneaky link. She know if she get a shot with me, the bitch gon' get a buzz. And I don't mean a drink. B.I.G., but somehow I need a...
That's funny.
I hate what people tell
sometimes it was
tell me that it's never,
but
this is
never that serious. You ain't have to shoot your first album cover as Sears. I used to be held back and high behind fear, but fear is just false evidence appearing real. I ain't smoking on no X's. I ain't none sending no texts, and you know I'm coming back to back to back. Number one's consecutive. You two in and keeping them guessing. I ain't even flinch when I heard your best shit. Living a dream inside of a dream. I feel like I'm Leo inside of Inception. Sean, how long you knew you was finna win? How long you been plotting on M? Since before the TV show, you was in the office and cutting off friends. Since the pile chain setting trends. Hold up. How long you been plotting on a B?
Yeah.
Since before you had a song with Jay, since before you knew Janae, back when you was a fly on the wall. And
he's just letting him shit off, you know what I'm saying? Just letting that shit fly, letting niggas. Actually, to be honest,
it was cool.
This bar here.
How long you been plotting on a B? Since before you had a song with Jay, since before you knew Janae, back when you was a fly on the wall and dropped out of school to help Ye finish up graduation. Back when you hit your first celebrity crush, I realized
it's bad.
Girls
hope, Jay,
I think that's around it. Was it 2016? Nah, I think he was
writing on that.
100%. 100%. But again, why is that a surprise? Kanye is a collaborative artist. Like, he's going to do that.
It's not a surprise, but like, it's a bit.
Wait. What's wrong with that?
You know what's
wrong
with that?
Sean is arguably your favorite rapper. So what's wrong with that?
Sean's not the one with writers. He's the one writing.
Yeah.
I'm talking about the person that had the writers. That's the issue.
Stop it, man. Stop it. This is not new for Kanye.
Yes, it's not new, but it's still like. No, this is still not good enough. Because if obviously if we're keeping it a beam, if we're keeping it a stack, broski, rappers are meant to be rapping them shit. Do you know what I'm saying,
brother?
That's the cloth that I came from. Like,
Kanye from the very beginning has never shied away from the fact that he's willing to utilize others to make the best music. He's never ever done that.
No, I hear it. So then, no, I'm not mad. I'm not mad at it, but it's like, okay, with certain conversations, you can't kind of be in there. Like, I'm being balanced. Like, same thing I'll do with your boy Aubrey.
Nah, stop it,
nigga. Bum.
Stop it. Stop. Stop it. Stop it. Stop it. Stop it.
Nigga, bum. No, for real.
Stop it. Stop it. But like,
I might use what I mean. But,
I feel like there's a difference in that Drake is not it's not his direct way of creating music. Like, yeah, you can say that he's had help before, whatever, but at the same time, his greatest strength is the songwriting. So it's not the same as Kanye.
Who are you talking about?
I'm talking about the whole writing and whatnot. Kanye has gone out and said, yeah, man will happily work with people
to make the best verses. Was Kanye never a poet?
Yeah. What does that have to do with anything? What does that have to do with this?
You just said, like, his main strength wasn't the writing of lyrics. If man was a poet, I would assume he's got bars.
Poetry is different to making music. It is. Let's not do that.
Is it
though? Let's not do that.
They both kind of got a rhyme. One just has to rhyme on beat.
Yeah, but in creating a song, you have to factor in song structure. The chorus, if there is one. What do you call it?
Yeah, but you can evolve. If your foundation, like before you came into this game, for example, your foundation is playing music, like instruments or whatever, and writing poetry, bro, I would say you're very well equipped to go into that thing.
Do you arguably, know what I'm saying? But it doesn't mean that because you're a good poet means that you're going to deliver great music. It doesn't work like that.
I think to an extent it does.
I disagree.
To an extent it does.
I disagree. Because
you would be able to write, put bars together, and now it's just whether about you can actually deliver them on a track and whatnot.
Oh my gosh.
What? Is it not that? Is it not that?
I don't think it's as simple as that when creating a song.
Why isn't it?
Because there's other things you have to consider apart from just the words.
Okay, but if you're naturally in the studio with a sound engineer or a producer.
Okay.
Yeah, it would be the producer that can help structure, or a sound engineer that can help structure.
Okay.
So in terms of song structure, I hear it. Poetry, obviously the first couple songs might not be it, but if you're a poet, you'll be able to write a song.
Okay. Okay.
Do you know what I'm saying?
So, I hear it. I don't necessarily agree, but I hear it. I'm not going to lie. Because I feel like even though your background might be in poetry, there's still a lot of education you have to do in terms of becoming like an actual artist.
Yeah, there's steps to it. But like, Brody, like, nah, man. I think... Yeah, there's steps and whatnot, but bro, nah, man.
Oh, come on, man.
Nah, man. Obviously, from where, like, what, 20 years down the line, 20-something years down the line?
Yeah.
And it seems like the further he gets, to be honest, maybe not, because obviously if he had writers from, like, Graduation and then even...
He had writers on his first album.
Yeah, fair play, then, isn't it? Fair play. Yeah, but that's not hip hop though. Not the hip hop I know.
Oh my god! It's not.
Like, I don't. Well, this how whole we, how are we rewriting hype, history,
man?
How are we rewriting history, bro? Hip hop started from a four bar.
Cause not everybody's gonna be the MC. Sometimes you're just gonna be the guy to deliver what the MCs are writing for you, and that's fine.
What?
Bro, music is a collaborative process.
Alright, say this.
Listen.
Say less.
For the MC's so call, you're not going to want to do that. You're going to write with your own pen. You're
what's
going
your to rap? Have what's your lyrics. What's your rap name?
My rap name.
Mm.
I don't have one. I don't rap.
Give us your rap name.
I don't rap.
Give us your rap name. Because I want a rap name so that we can get Vince in the studio and then Max will have a song end of the year.
For crazy. That's so crazy.
Since we're out here saying that, bro, do you know what I'm saying? Like, what?
Listen.
Bro, see, like, man, they're saying paid actors and that.
Allow it,
is that what we're doing?
We're acting like it's a new phenomenon. It's not new.
It's not man new, have been but I don't writing
for people for time.
Broski, that's not the point. It's the point that is obviously there's people that do that, but if the people that do that can't be put in the conversation with the people that don't do that, especially when we're talking about their pen. Do you know what I'm saying? Lyrics for lyrics, because clearly it's not calm.
Brother,
like, how can you put someone like Getz or Getz and Kanye in the same room when we're talking about lyrics and bars?
But we're not though. If we're talking about artistry, nobody could probably hold a candle to Kanye. if we're talking about bar for bar, cool. But Kanye has never positioned himself as one of the greatest MCs.
Yeah, 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 I hear it. But
it's always been about the artistry. So
why do you feel offended when I say certain things like that and about your boy
Obi? No, because Drake, we know, is not just about the artistry. He doesn't pride himself on that. He prides himself also on having one of the best pens in music.
Best what?
One of the best pens in music. Period. One of the best pens.
Yeah. Yeah, sleep. Y'all can wake up now. He's finished.
Oh my gosh. You guys already know what we're about to get into, man.
Trust me. But quick intro, man. Quick intro, because they know what we're here for.
Oh, it's your boy, Matt, aka Matt's very own.
Yes, sir.
Aka Matt just here, aka Naked Without Headphones.
Trust.
Aka, you already know what time it is. Head on to the Puppies and Association, we're repping today.
Mid.
Aka, back outside, boys, aka.
Bum!
Himothy Williams, we here, man.
Himothy Williams, is that your rap name?
It might be, actually. Yeah, it might be still.
Hey, it's your boy, Iris, top shooter, art dealer, TCF stripper, you already know. Hayland FC, man. This is the week we show we're back.
Okay.
But yeah, man, hip hop culture, we're about to spill some things, you get me? Because even though we talk about rap a lot, I don't know if this guy, he's a rapper, but like, I'd say it's a different era of rap, innit, in terms of like the hip hop culture and that, like, but Future, he writes his shit.
But he don't write. Punching King.
Mm.
But I'd assume that's his process.
Mm.
Like, he doesn't really have to write anything down. He's just flowing,
yeah,
or whatever, but one of the greatest to do it, hands down.
Just super Future. But before you get into that, if you're liking what you're listening to already,
trust,
go like, share, subscribe, tell a friend to tell a friend, and if you're listening on the Spotify or the Apple Music or any of the other, do you know what I mean? Leave a comment or how do you say a rating or whatever,
rating.
Do you know what I'm saying?
All of them things.
Still. But yeah, let's get into We Don't Trust You, Super Future, Metro Boomin. Yeah. Where do you want to start?
Please. The overall album, I don't have much to say. I feel like really and truly, a lot of it was a Future carry job. The beats weren't really knocking for me. Like that. I feel like that's wrong with me to say. Not that they weren't knocking, but it just wasn't my speed. A lot of it. And I feel like Metro has been on this trajectory where, like, he's very influenced by, like 3-6 Mafia and whatnot. Like, his beats aren't the same. Like, let's say, like, 10 years ago,
where
he was, like, just one of the freshest guys to do it. Do you get me? Like, it's taken a whole different direction. But at the same time, I feel like that's just, with regards to his career, like, he's making, like, movie soundtracks now and whatnot. Like, he's just not on the same thing he was when he came into the game. Do you get me? Which is fine. But it's even though it's still early, I don't think like this is one I'm gonna revisit too often. There are a few highlights here. My favorite track on here is probably the Everyday Hustle with Rick Ross. That song, beautiful still.
That song's called.
Yeah,
you know, even on first listen, I didn't even hear the Rick Ross verse.
Yeah.
Because obviously, there's no what's it called on there, innit?
Yeah, no, it's it's good still. What do you call it?
So, a man's literally
the first track as well.
Mm.
But yeah, I feel that, again, that's probably more so the beat more than anything.
Fair. What you okay? You talking about the beats you like then, or
yeah? No, well, just the songs I like, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Production wise, what songs did you like?
We don't trust you.
Yeah.
Everyday hustle, like that. Mm.
Let me just hear this acetate quickly. But do you know, I felt like a lot of the beats.
Yeah, like
a lot of the beats, because you know it is. Sometimes I kind of hate pre and Twitter before I actually pre an album, because I feel like that kind of fucks up what my perspective is on the album.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But like, because I saw someone saying, I saw a lot. I think it was even Len saying that,
yeah,
it was a carry job, like, Metro did, it was shit on here still.
Yeah.
But, like, I feel like a lot of the beats, I don't know how to explain it, but, like, they're supposed to sound like that type shit. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, in terms of the sound, I don't think...
Yeah.
I don't think this was supposed to be an album where he's creating a new sound or anything, like, extravagant.
I hear that. Do you know what I mean? Like, but it's like, come on, man.
But the standards are higher for
me. Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Mm. Like, bro, man can't deliver mixtapes and albums. Like, you have beats on, like, DS2, for example, where man's just going crazy. Yeah. I forgot what track Zaytoven's on. Mm. But yeah, like, you've set a certain standard. Mm. Like, even with What a Time to Be Alive, some of the beats on there are just fantastic.
Yeah.
Fantastic. So it's like, alright, cool. I get this is a new direction for you, innit? But it's just not the same feeling.
Mm.
But yeah, man. I mean I feel like the discussion is moving away from Future and Metro, and
yeah. So even to the point where the boy Big Sean was getting strays, bruv, where it was like, fam, like, why is he getting strays?
I mean,
nobody's even talking about that.
I think Sean
no, but bro, the same thing they're saying about Sean, they can say about the whole album.
What do you mean?
Nobody's talking about the whole album. They're talking about the specific song.
Yeah, of course.
That's my point. So that people...
But Sean tried to insert himself in a convo even before the album dropped. When he dropped the freestyle and he said, oh, the so-called Bigger Free. It was like, okay. But you're not saying anything about the so-called Bigger Three or whatever. Neither are you rapping as well as the other Bigger Three, to be honest with you.
No, but that one was a light pack. That one was like, right, man's been away, man's reminiscing type shit. Like, I don't think that one was literally like just getting shit off my chest type shit. Like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, it was okay.
Yeah, but I don't think that one was not supposed to be, because in my head I know Sean, innit? I know he's got the pen game in his locker, innit?
Okay.
So
okay.
That, like, I'm not fussed type shit. Like, for me, I know what that one is, and you kind of, if you hear the I think it's, is it Precision or something like that?
Precision.
Okay. If you hear that, a bit more bars and flows on there. There were flows on this as well though, but on that song that we played, the freestyle, but yeah, no, I'm not mad at it still. Like, I think it served this purpose type shit. But, okay, so for me, I actually do like quite a few songs on there still. Like, let me just go through it quickly. For me personally, So I like Ice Attack type shit to an extent. Claustrophobic, like that. Slammed In. Cinderella. Ain't No Love. What's the one where he's singing? I can't remember what one that is, bro. Is it this one? And I think another thing of these beats, they're beats like we feel like we've heard already, like.
Yeah, like these don't push the needle.
Yeah, yeah.
Working that magic like I'm dying one.
Where's the one that he's singing? It's like a love or something. Yeah, this one's called as well, Cinderella.
Metro! Yeah, I'm fried. Yeah, I'm fried. Yeah, I'm fried. Yeah. Yeah, I'm fried. Yeah.
It's almost like
yeah, I'm fried. Yeah, I'm fried. I just blew a check in the strip club on a Wednesday. She ain't going in. I'ma ask her what her friends say.
This is one of them.
Yeah, I'm fried. Yeah, I'm fried.
Especially if you get fried.
Yeah, I'm fried. I'm still high from the night before, and I popped another one.
Yeah.
Trying to find it, bro.
307.
Yeah, no, this all sounds like
GTA.
Mixtape.
Turtle even on a mixtape, he's got better songs.
But Future was good. I think Future was doing his thing though. But yeah, I think the beats. I'm trying to find the fucking song, bro, because that song, it kind of inspires me for potentially. Oh yeah, it's this song.
Yeah, yeah.
I think so.
I met you. Where my twin at? In the courtroom. With his head.
Free the guard every time.
Ain't no tissue. Any issue. Slang a pistol. At the opposite. Smash off. Feel no wide body kit. Spent $100 and it's obvious. $2 million a show. I can geek an audience. Where the win at? Nigga, where the lean at? Nigga, where the fin at? Nigga, where my twin at? In the courtroom. I'm on mushrooms. Maybe we just running out of time.
This is my shit.
Ain't no need of trying to hold you up, cause I'm always mine. But I can't trust nobody. I was down, wasn't nobody left. They didn't turn it back on me, never turned on myself. Maybe we just running out of time. Ain't no need of trying to hold you up, cause I'm always mine. But I can't trust nobody. I was down, wasn't nobody left. They didn't turn it back on me, never turned on myself. I can't trust nobody. I can't trust nobody, I know. Left me alone, I was grinding. I had to find myself. Real one had to remind myself. Sometimes even rich niggas get lost. I'm experiencing more paranoid. Finding love got me more paranoid. I can't tell who real anymore. It's the ones that I cherish and adore. It'll never be like it was before. Before I was clearing up the charts. When you leave, then you leave me no choice.
I yeah. Back and I'm playing the wrong Super Fitch, man.
Yeah. That's right. That's right.
That song there made me feel okay, cool. I think I'm ready for the R&B diss things, you feel me?
That's right. But
should we get into it?
We know what we're here for, man. I feel like it kind of made the world stop for a hot sec.
Did it all?
I mean, it definitely kicked off some ridiculous discourse, but I mean, you could say rightly so. First of all, big up Metro for sampling Hard Body off Wayne's mixtape, The Drought Free.
It's Pop Bottles, I think.
Pop Bottles. Yeah, well, I don't know what the thing.
What, for what song? Like That.
Like That. But he done a freestyle on a Hard Body with this exact beat, but it's different.
Fair. Yeah, but, there's three samples on her apparently.
But yeah,
Easy and Pop, Easy does it.
Yeah. Easy, I mean,
yeah.
Big up Future Metro, because they say the enemy of my enemy is my friend. So they had to link up with the boy, the quote unquote boogeyman, if that's what you decide to call him, Kendrick Lamar. And he dropped a
laugh out loud.
He dropped a fire verse. I can't even cap.
Oh yeah, he definitely did.
Can't even cap. Can't even cap.
Nickel bum.
Yeah, that's a crazy of it, but yeah, nigga bum. Yeah, you know what? Kendrick killed that shit.
He did.
And man are theorizing, saying, what do you call it? People are just mad speculative about the verse, saying, just trying to make it bigger than what it was. Me personally, I just feel like, it's one of the greatest or whatever, brother. Let's relax.
No, the verse was cold though.
That yeah, no, 100%. That verse it's up cold. Up there. It's cold. I like
delivery, flow tree, what he's saying.
The yeah, double
entendres, like doesn't he didn't miss.
Yeah, 100. But yeah, I feel like it's just in the spirit of competition or whatever. But I feel like
that's what you reckon, just that.
100.
You think it's not personal?
I mean, it probably is, because they've been going back and forth subliminally for years. What is? I think it's coming up to a decade or over a decade at this point. Kendrick and Drake.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, I feel like probably not since the the BET Cypher. This is the most direct he's been at Drake. And direct, yeah.
He was first person shooter and everything.
Yeah, he said fuck subliminals. First person shooter.
Which is funny because he's been doing subliminals as well though, but yeah.
Exactly, but you know what is, I feel like if man are doing this, then bro, we're gearing up for war, which I like, because
who's doing what?
Kendrick, we're gearing up for civil war.
Do you know what? Okay, I don't even know what to. I feel like this war is so anticlimactic for me anyway, because I don't expect nothing from them, man.
Who?
We're not going to get a Drake and Meek Mill. It's not going to be a that thing.
Nah, I definitely think like he'll probably take his time to respond back.
Who?
Drake.
Can he though?
What do you mean, can he?
Nah, man. Because he's not supposed to be dropping music.
Bro, so, but this is my thing. You man don't know when to make up your minds. No, this guy said he's gone on a break. This guy's then been called out, and then because of that, you want him to return back to the booth to respond.
Yeah, just for this. Now you got something to rap about.
relax.
You got some new shit to get off your chest, my boy.
Relax.
What, you're telling me he doesn't?
Bro, Kendrick.
This is talk, it, bro.
Quote unquote. Wait, when did this came out in October for All the Dogs? October, November, December.
What was the diss on for
January, February, March? I don't even think it was a diss. That's the thing.
What, but first person shooter?
Yeah.
That one was, that one's more of
competitiveness
and whatnot. Like you said, innit? But like, I don't think what Kendrick done, to be honest, it might be in our competitiveness and just being like wanting to be number one and rare tear.
Yeah.
But like, because even if you like dissecting the actual bars now, these niggas talking out of their necks. Don't pull no coffin out of your mouth. I'm on my way. I'm way too paranoid and
for a threat. Fire bar. Fire bar.
So that's a kind of like, well, apparently, obviously, that could be taken as a shot at Cole.
Yeah, because the way first person shoot started.
Exactly.
What is it? What did he say? First person shooting mode, we turn your song to a funeral.
Mm.
Interesting. And then, yeah, like you said, he goes on to say, hey, let's get it, bro. DOT, the money, power, respect. The last one is better. What you call it?
But the other, because I got the lyrics and stuff. DOT, the money, power, respect. The last one is better. I say it a lot. Goofies with a check. I mean, I hope.
The goofies with a check is funny. Because goofies means you're not a threat or whatever, but goofy is also a dog for all the dogs. And check, you could say that Drake is the most wealthy, but then he works with Nike. Yeah, interesting.
Yeah.
But yeah, continue.
No, you can go from there slower.
I hope them sentiments symbolic. My temperament bipolar, I choose violence. Interesting, the whole duality of him being a Gemini, so yeah, having two sides or whatever.
But bro, you don't choose violence enough, man. That's my. Do you know what it is? I'll be real. That's
true.
Like, this is kind of like my issue with this whole thing, because it's like, on one side, cool, Kendrick fire verse, you got at them. I'm listening, because even if Cole was to shout him and like be like, bro, let's do a verse. He's not active.
Kendrick is not active like that. He's not as active as the other two, which goes against him in this, like you're saying, I think.
Yes, this is literally, that's the basically the point I'm trying to land, like, in terms of like, bro, even if, let's say, Drake responds end of this week, my man's not going to respond.
Nah, but do you know what it is?
He's not going to respond.
I think Kendrick has, I feel like this was just
this is what people feel.
Bait.
What do you mean?
I feel this was the bait to draw Drake out. Because really and truly, the onus is on Drake now to respond.
But you know, okay. Because you know what? Everybody on this pod, we're talking about Drake being drawn out and red tear tear. But all over Twitter, social media, people talking about Cole and then whether or not, do you know what I'm saying? And red tear tear.
I don't think this is a Cole issue.
It's not a Cole issue at all.
I don't think it's a Cole issue.
But that's why, like, I think what would be so funny is if, like, let's say Cole's album, he has a verse with Kendrick on there. And obviously he's got a verse with Drake. Yeah. That would be cold.
This is what I mean. But, bro, fuck all that. Get all three on the track and see who spins whoever. Do you get me?
Yeah, because especially the Drake and Kendrick thing, none of that shit's personal. So let's keep it rap and then just rap. Do you know what I'm saying?
Like, exactly.
So, like, I don't think the Drake and Kendrick thing, there could be anything personal on there. I don't think it is anything personal. I think it's just more about who's on top and rent their tail. Like, but I would love. Yeah, I don't know who. I would prefer to see Cole at my man still.
I don't think Cole has anything to do with this.
No, he doesn't. This. But I think also, because in my head, it's not like there's anything personal between Drake and K-Dot, but at the same time, because Cole's on this rapping thing and talking about being the best of me, this is an opportunity to just chew man up. Do you get what I'm saying? Like, if he actually comes and chews man up like a false prophet thing, like he chewed up Kanye and that, like, bro. Like, I think if he actually does it, like, comes out and be like, I'm just like, fuck it. Man's coming with the smoke type shit, yeah? This could really, really put him in position number one.
But I hear that. But again, we're talking about unknowns here. Like,
yeah, 100%.
Really and truly, Drake is the most battle-tested out of the top three. Regardless of whatever you think about the battles and how they ended up, you can say he lost to Pusha T. Fine.
Anyone, exactly. Whatever. Give us the ones where, to be honest, obviously the only thing is you can have the Drake and Meek Mill thing, because obviously that one, Meek Mill's actually a battle rapper type shit, so he should have come better and red tete.
Yes, but he's been willing to step in the ring. Kendrick has not. Cole has not.
Yeah, Cole. To be honest, people are trying to say Cole got ate by No Name.
Ah, come on, man. Let's be serious here, man. Let's be serious.
What I'm saying, like, that's what people are trying to say.
Again, Kendrick, cool. Because he's a phenomenal rapper,
yeah.
Man will try give him that due to say, all right, cool. Because he raps so well, it's... what do you call it, like, he's a problem or whatever, but at the same time, you ain't been willing to step in the ring like that.
Yeah.
So it's like, you rap great, but that doesn't mean it's going to translate to battle rap, because that's a different sport entirely. Wait, let me just finish this first real quick.
Yeah.
He said, okay, let's get up, it's time for him to prove that he's a problem. I feel he's talking about Drake. Niggas clicking up, but cannot be legit. No 40 war. That's a fire bar. E40 and be legit. His cousin had a group called The Click. And their last album, I think, was... What was it? Something about respect, which ties into the whole... but he prefers respects better, and then it could be about 40 as well, like Drake needs 40. Yeah, get up with me, fuck sneak this in first person shoot. I hope they came with free switches.
I didn't get that. What's the free switches? Why the free switches?
Free switches, free guns.
Who's the third person? Who's the third gun for?
All of them. All of them.
So they're all dead, including him?
Well, yeah.
That's how I don't get it. Do you get what I mean?
I mean... Oh, wait.
There must be something there. He doesn't waste a land. He wouldn't have put three switches for no reason when he could have put two.
Three switches, What is it? The whole, I think it's a response to when Cole says, love when they argue, the hardest MC, is it Kato, is it Aubrey, is it Omi? We the big three, like we started that league, but right now I feel like Muhammad Ali. Even then, Cole wasn't even dissing. That's an acknowledgement of...
Yeah, I know.
Where you man are in hip hop. That's not a diss.
Mm.
So I don't understand shooting at Cole, but I guess he's standing next to Drake, the person who he has whatever issue with, so whatever. Mm. Yeah, I crush out like fuck crap, diss Melly Mel if I had to. Melly Mel was saying, oh fuck Kendrick or whatever. I got two T's with me, I'm snatching chains and burning tattoos as up. Lost many soldiers not to play it safe. If you walk around with that stick, you ain't Andre 3K. That's fire. I think I won't drop the location. I still got PTSD. Motherfuck the big three, nigga. It's just be me, big me. That's fire.
Yeah. It comes next.
A nigga bum. What, I really like that. And your best work is a light pack. That's a fire bar. Nigga Prince lived, Mike Jack. That's a outrageous bar, but fire at the same time. Nigga bum for all your dogs getting buried. That's a kid with all these nines. He gonna see pet cemetery. That's a fucking fire bar.
Yeah, I don't think your boy's gonna be able to produce something like that.
I disagree.
Did you hear those last four bars?
And that's fire.
And your best work a light pack. Nigga, there's no way. After that bit.
I feel like that's just agenda over facts. Because let's be honest, it's really not.
What?
But Drake's best work is not a light pack. Let's be honest here. Let's be very honest here.
What's his best work?
You could say probably Take Care. Nothing was the same. If you're reading this, is too late.
Nah, you started from the middle. Well, okay. You
said his best work. But he said best work is a light pack.
Take Care is not a light pack. It's a light pack, man.
Let's stop it.
Replay. Have you spun that shit? You probably have.
Let's not lie. Again, it's a gender that's over fact. That's a light pack, bro. It's a gender
that's
over
fact. That's a more iconic pack than anything, bro. That's like when the man then giving you these flavours.
Yeah, but flavors, it's still not light.
But it's fucking cookies in the bag, bro.
Oh, stop it, man. You know it's not light.
Bro, you get
and you're
weed.
On the album.
He got his weed in Quavo's bag, but it's flavors.
Brother, allow me, G. Allow me. Again, agenda over facts.
That's a light pack.
Agenda over facts.
Hey, those facts are kizzy, man.
What do you call it? Yeah. For all your dogs getting buried.
Peak.
That bar was fire.
And Cole didn't get cooked like that on here, so.
I don't think it's that cool.
Yeah, I think Cole just got it just because he's deader, innit?
Yeah.
But, like, I think it's funny, though, because, yeah, nigga, bum. And, obviously, this is the most direct he's been at, my man. Are we getting an album from him?
Who knows, probably. But probably not anytime soon.
Exactly, we can't even say that. So, it's like...
That's the thing...
But that's why this is so dumb, though, because, like, okay, you've done this. If you actually go back in your yard now, or it's like, what? Is my man just going to call this bluff?
I feel like Kendrick has a song waiting for Drake. I honestly feel like that.
That's what people are saying.
Like, you're not just going to jab and then not have anything to back it up. Because if he does, that's silly.
What, doesn't have anything to back it up?
Yes.
But
again, I don't think there's a time limit or time frame on when Drake is gonna respond.
I don't think there has to be. Oh, shut again, up.
I don't think there has to be, mate. Okay, then if we're given the same time that Kendrick has, that's 7 months.
Where was this on For Your Dogs?
Bro, again, Kendrick obviously took offense to first person shooter. So, yeah. From then.
Is that what you're basing it on?
Bro, he said it in the verse.
No, but come on, man. That's
what are you talking about?
No, but bro. First of all.
He said it in the verse.
Okay, hold on.
He referenced the exact song.
Hold on.
What are you talk, bro? You reference what?
So you're telling me this is the reason he sent.
He obviously took issue to them making that song. He obviously took issue with that. That's why he referenced it in the verse.
That means Cole's got to respond, isn't it?
I mean, I guess because he's like, on
if
the
it's
song.
That, if it's that simple, but
the majority of the what do you call it? The bars are at Drake.
Yeah, yeah.
There's no denying that.
Yeah.
So if that's the case, man's going to give him the same grace and say you got 7 months to pack it in.
He hasn't got 7 months.
Why has he not got 7 months?
Because you're out. You're in the studio probably every night.
No. And that's the thing. This is where it gets diabolical for me. Because man picked... Man picked the best time to shoot at a guy when you know he's not recording, you know he's on tour, you know he's not active like
Shut
that.
Shut up, man.
That's a fact.
Shut up, man. You're acting like how many albums has this nigga wrote on tour? Shut
bro,
up.
Bro, but
he's in the studio still. But
he's publicly stated he's taking a break from music.
And then we got a remix from Fourbat. Alright, what now?
Okay.
Okay, what?
That's just trying to help the young Zolt. That's
to
it.
Stay warm.
I mean, that's it's Drake.
Stay warm.
It's Drake.
Stay warm.
It's Drake.
Stay warm.
It's Drake.
Stay warm.
It's Drake, man.
Yeah, that's the reason he stayed warm all this time, bro. Standing next to niggas like Future and that. When they start going crazy and
shit. Stop it. Again.
That's the reality, bro.
We're talking about it, bro.
That's the reality, my bro.
Drake helped extend Future's career by like another 10 years.
Dude, it's vice versa, you know, still.
I disagree.
It's hand in hand, bro.
I could say that, but half of his trap shit.
How many things has he been trapping about? This is a potential. I don't know if it's real. Like, it could be some AI shit, but it feels real to an extent.
This ain't real, man.
What?
This ain't real.
Character now. Are we still wearing the crown? And I am not handing it down. Sex need an exorcist. That little nigga don't know Big Steppin is. Him out the shadows to prove that he relevant. See me and Cole running shit like a peloton. Stride ain't enough to be stepping to me. That name drop. The shit ain't impressive to me. You pussy, it took you a decade to speak. The K got a dot, knock your head off your shoulders. Man, fuck all them Grammys, I'm best in the league. Yeah, y'all can debate about the two or the three. That shot value verse ain't gonna do it for me. I've been in the field while you sit on the bleachers. I gave you your star, you was crying with me. You pump out his chest, trying to prove he elite. My punchlines will knock out that little boy's teeth. Candyman, watch you a stepper, but I got you looking real sweet. I'm really like...
Nah, dang it.
I think it sounds decent.
You gotta come harder than that. Especially the lines that were directed at you. And this is a Drake fan saying this.
Would you expect anything more than that?
Ah, stop it, man. But bro, again,
do you listen to this guy?
What are you talking about, bro?
When's the last time this nigga rapped properly? Answer the question.
Stop it. Tell me the last time. Cold Hearts and Heated Floors. No, listen.
That's not on For Your Dogs, is it?
Nah, but again,
what is it on?
What do you call it? That was off the Jack Harlow album. But again, For Your Dogs
can't even go to his own project to go find it.
No.
Hey yo,
no,
that's what we're doing,
no,
man.
No.
Nigga bum. We can't even go to one of his last harmony albums to find out. That's tough.
Listen.
Wrap it up. Can you be expecting more from that?
You can't, bro.
This is where he's at, bro.
Nah.
This is where it's at, bro. This sounds like a... Do you know what I'm saying?
Stop it, man. Stop it.
This sounds
character
like him.
Now, are we still wearing the crown? And I am not handing it down. Sex need an exorcist. That little nigga don't know a big step in his
head.
Out the shadows to prove that he relevant. See me and Cole running shit like a peloton. Striding and...
Man said, see me and Cole running shit like a pelican, bro. That's bars, nigga. That's bars.
That ain't gonna get the job done.
At all, bro. And what did I say? Bro, anyhow, this is true.
Nah.
I will be there. What's that mean? I will be there. If that's... Because obviously it sounds like someone's playing that off a speaker and recording it. That's the only reason I feel like it might not be AI or whatever.
Nah, I feel like somebody's just trying to imitate him and then
The AI thing.
Yeah, but again,
that's what you'd like to hope,
bro. Again,
but for me, this sounds like
Kendrick. You need to come with something better than that.
Like, he's gonna come with a song like this because that's his only way of winning.
Nah,
do you think he's gonna win a punchlines,
bro? I need
like let's keep it a stack. Miss Aubrey aside, you think Drake's gonna win on punchlines?
Bro, Drake can rap with the best of them.
Answer the question: is he gonna win on punchlines? Is he gonna win on punchlines?
I'm expecting like a 50-60 bar song where he's just going off or whatever, and then you will have like certain hit lines.
Oh, brother, bro,
yeah,
bro. Do you reckon he's even gonna try? Do like what's the one on CLB? The timestamp on CLB.
Oh, 7 a.m. on Bridal Path.
Do you reckon he's gonna be close to that?
I feel like he's gonna have to enter that type of mode to get.
And Kendrick. I repeat, with the fact that you said, Kendrick's probably got something in the docker.
Yeah.
Do you reckon that's gonna be good enough?
I mean, it's gonna have to be. It's gonna have
to
be.
The nigga's gonna try to give us a charged up or back to back.
Nah.
That's his only way of trying to win, bro. But
that's because the reason why he gave us those is because the situations were different. Meek Mill came out on Twitter initially to say what he's saying. So Drake dropped charged up to see if he's scoping a situation just to see what's happening. He clocked that Meek wasn't serious and then dropped back to back, which finished it. That's it. Kendrick has baited Drake with this one. This is bait.
Alright.
If Drake bites, then cool.
I feel like I could bet if Drake bites, he's gonna try to drop a hit.
Nah, man. He's not gonna get it done against Kendrick. Sorry to say. It's not Meek Mill.
That one got it done only because Meek didn't even come at him like too tough, like didn't even do his thing. But obviously, like you said, if my man doesn't come at him, like seriously.
Nah, I have faith that Drake will do it.
Based off what?
Bro, I know what his pen is capable of.
But I feel like most people, the only person who's got a serious pen game that's actually dissed him and he's responded, was Push.
And he responded pretty well. Even though, I still have to admit,
he didn't respond to Joe.
He gave Joe like a bar.
He didn't want it. And I don't. Yeah, like. And also, it's like, it's funny because, even Kendrick, because obviously he could have actually said some shit to J. Cole.
But don't try this.
So is it like
don't he doesn't try want this? So stop it, man.
It's not me that said it,
bro. It's not acting like Cole is this. Bro. Yeah, you can't. Again, Cole is not battle tested either.
That's why I want it. That's why I need it. Send some shots, bro. Stop ducking behind Drake and that. Send some shots, bro. That's
ducking behind Drake.
Like,
he understands that Drake is probably ahead. Well, in terms of every other metric, probably bar rapping, Drake is ahead in every metric. But at the same time, it's him, Drake and Kendrick that are at that level. Do you get me? So it's like, all right, cool. Them man are playing amongst themselves, innit? But at the same time, even then, there's a league in between them three. Which is crazy, but at the same time, it's like, I don't know.
Yeah, either way, your boy's getting cooked.
I disagree.
He's getting cooked, man, because watch, he's going to try to drop a type of hit type shit and it's going to have a hook on there.
It's not gonna
it's probably
it.
Going to be a trap beat. So it's gonna, so he's gonna make it feel like it's friendly, and do you know what I mean? Like, I can bet money on it. That's the response.
Not gonna do it.
That's what we're gonna get, bro.
He's not gonna
That's what we're gonna get, bro.
He's not gonna do it. He's not gonna do it.
Trust me, he don't want no smoke with my man.
He's not gonna do it.
He's either not gonna respond and just do subliminals.
Nah, I think he's gonna respond.
He has to. Of course. I don't think he will.
Bro, this is rap. This is rap. But man, I don't want to see you talking on stage about fucking, I got my 10 toes down, my head to the sky.
Nah, but do you know
what it is?
That wasn't no response, bro.
Bro, but you're obviously alluding to that.
Nah.
He said, nobody's earth can fuck with me. Okay, then, put it in a rap then.
No, but he's Drake. I'm sure he'll be feeling that on a Tuesday night.
Brother,
even before my man.
Man are calling you out by practically your name.
I hear it. You've got to respond, but I don't think he will. You don't want that smoke with Kendrick.
Man said, motherfucker, Big Three is just me, Big Me. Said, for all your dogs getting pet, for all your dogs getting buried.
Yeah. Take him to a pet cemetery. Yeah, no, he cooked him. That's your goal, but boy, it couldn't be mine. Mine's listen, not getting cooked like that.
Listen.
It's just that real.
I need
he's Drake not doing anything
to get back in the booth. If you soon know what, if he can.
If he does, yeah, and he actually gives us like a timestamp type shit, this might give him be his saving grace.
Fuck off, man.
Honestly,
man said saving grace. Because like honestly, he ain't given us
well, he's more he's than the biggest pop 99% star. He's our biggest of the rap game. He's our biggest pop star of this generation. But okay. Rapper wise,
what?
Well, other side of the top 10.
Stop it, man.
Like between 5 and 7, 5 and 10, and top
10. Top 2 in the 82, man.
Rap wise,
he's one of the best, man.
Keep it cool, man.
He's one of the best.
Nah, well, this will tell us if he is. This right here,
okay.
This situation right here will tell us if he
listen.
Is. And you know what? When he does do a response, you know what you gotta do?
What?
You gotta either live stream that shit. Don't play it. I wanna see live or reactions. I wanna see reactions live. Oh, nah. Cause when you start hearing that trap beat.
It's not
trap. He's probably even gonna have a skit with a girl on him in the
Stop, man. Respect, man, respect. But this is what I mean. Oi. Man tries to say like he's rubbed like he won't do it, like he hasn't done it. On Duppy Freestyle,
who was
man that was that was against Pusha T. He was rapping on there. Father had to stretch his hands to get it through me. I popped out for 30 hours, then let it repeat. Bro.
He was going crazy. He was rapping on there. The same Cole was rapping on that freestyle.
What?
You heard. He was rapping on there in the type shit where I'm getting my shit.
Oh my
like
gosh.
The punctuations and the similes and all of that shit. They weren't, you know what I'm saying?
Bro,
they weren't all there like that. You get me?
I disagree, man.
Bro, that's just. Listen, like I said, Broski, you actually have to, and that's how we'll start the next pod. If he has a thingy, even if it's on your phone and whatnot,
I don't think he's responding anytime.
You have to record it, and you can't listen to it. I need to see the first, and that'll be the intro for the week.
Bro, that's if he responds in a timely fashion.
Yeah, but I don't whenever think he responds, that's okay. That's what I need. I need that. Because when you start to hear the trap beats and whatnot,
man, why does it have to be a trap beat?
Because, bro, he's inspired.
By what?
Superfuge.
Been
holding his hands all these years. So now.
Okay.
So now, man.
I disagree.
100%.
But again,
nigga, bum.
We'll see, man. I'm
looking
sure, man.
Forward to it still. I don't see no timestamp type rap from him. I can't see it,
bro.
I can't see it because if he actually goes into that bag, oh brother, he's gonna get cooked like he ain't even know it, fam. Because especially if K-Dot actually has shit, there, bro, you don't have time for that. Because the punctuations and similes are gonna be so over his head, yeah, that I don't even think he's gonna have enough money for Quinton to come back.
Stop it, man. I'm not calling for Quinton to come back.
That's what he's gonna need.
Fuck off, man.
That's what he's gonna need, bro. Free the brother Quinton, fam. That's what he's gonna need, bro. Trust me. If you think this bozo is gonna be able to do something by himself,
you underestimate Drake, but it's fine.
You
man.
Overestimate the Noddy, bro. That nigga's a pop star now, bro.
No, he's not, man.
Yes, he is, bro.
Fam,
he's a pop star.
If he's a pop star, then Kendrick's a pop star.
Alright.
That's what I'm saying.
Alright.
Listen.
Oh, imagine.
I just, yeah, Drake. Imagine. Drake, don't embarrass me, man.
Trust me.
That's all I ask.
If he, okay, can we make this bet? If he comes back on some pop shit, yeah, you can't overdo, you know how you do the album launch and pre, you can't do none of that, no. you can't do none of that in the interest, no more. If he does that shit, bruv, oh my days, bruv. Yeah, you're gonna have to find shame swiftly.
I just want Drake to win this so that people can shut up.
Well, this is his thing. This is his thing. It's either this or a hip hop album. And this is the perfect alley-oop for the hip hop album. Get inspired. This is hip hop, nigga. Do you know what I'm saying? This is hip hop. Get inspired, bro. Let's actually see what that pen is like. Do you know what I'm saying? Cause man are all saying he's battle tested and ran to a tear, bro. But broski, I don't think he's got more than 2 minutes for my man. I don't think he's got more than 2 minutes.
Alright, cool. We'll see. I have faith in Drake.
But also, what's your theory on the whole future Drake thing though?
Bro, if it's about a girl, you might not grow a fucking man, I beg.
It can't be. I actually refuse for it to be like,
because what else could they be arguing over? What else?
I don't know, bro.
It can't be about like money or whatever.
It could be about money.
Oh, come on, man. You man have made however much money together, making music together. Like,
yeah, but it can't be. I'm sure this was the same guy that he doesn't even check the paperwork and whatnot. This was Drake rapping about that, isn't it?
Wait, for what?
I've forgotten the songs or whatever, but I'm sure there's a lyric. It might not have even been Future, but like he was rapping, obviously, when they were calling that, like, rapping about not having to check the contract and whatnot when he's with my man.
But
obviously that might just be flex talk and all that shit, but yeah, no.
Yeah, I don't know, man. But I feel like him positioning himself with Metro is interesting, considering that Metro has been like sending shots Drake's way, like the whole talking about how her loss shouldn't have been nominated or whatever. And then
there's two things funny about that.
What?
The first thing is, neither should Villains and whatever it was.
Heroes and Villains, yeah.
And then the second one is, this is what he followed up with. That stinks. From his point of view, that stinks. That stinks. Because, yes, she was right. Neither her loss or your team should have been nominated. Number one.
Yeah.
But then you follow up with this, that's not like, I'm a Future guy, so I know this is gonna be on rotation, but bruh, there isn't a lot here that is like, oh yeah, Metro went crazy.
Yeah, there's no like staple song that Future has on here, like, you can make a case for on every other project.
Yeah, 100.
He doesn't have...
Does it, can that, we say like, that, though? What, you're trying to say there's no hits?
Bruh, compared to, like, the other albums...
Claustrophobics is a...
Nah, man, it's not moving the needle.
Ass like Attack?
I don't know, man. I don't hear it, personally. Like, off the rip, there wasn't one that stood out to me as saying, this is the one for Kendrick. Not for Kendrick, for Future and Metro. Like, there wasn't one. Like, I don't know. Off the last one, I never liked you. You had the likes of Love You Better, Wait For You, fucking Chicken, Zooties, Puffin' On Zooties, I'm That Nigga. Like, you had songs on there where it's like, alright, cool. This is past the Future. This is what he's doing. On here for me, I don't have that. I don't have ones off the rip that have moved the needle for that.
Unfortunately. I hear it. But I think there's definitely hits on here still, but yeah, I hear it though. Like, even off the rip there wasn't, like, I didn't have too many. I don't think I even had a Jack on the moment still.
Yeah, no. I didn't.
I don't think I had a, oh shit, Jack that shit. I don't think I did.
Yeah, no.
I think that's down to obviously the production as well being, do you know what I mean, a bit. But yeah, no, it's interesting still.
Yeah, no. I'm cool, man. I'm cool. I don't know, man. Future, please. I'm hoping.
I'm intrigued for the R&B album, though.
Indeed. Indeed, and I need that. I don't think anything else has really moved me. Like that, I'll be honest.
Musically, I think we attacked that with balancing it, me.
Indeed.
But to be continued, but the No Diddy might be a thing.
Bro.
Niggas ass got raided, fam. But
bro, that's crazy.
Let's see what happens still. But,
that's so crazy.
It's crazy out there still. But, is there anything else?
I'm not gonna lie, there's nothing else musically I've cared to listen to or hear about or whatever. Nothing. Man. I just want Drake to respond as soon as possible.
Yeah.
Just don't let me down. That's all I'll say. Just don't let me down.
I mean, I don't think you can be expecting much, but that's just me.
I just can't be expecting much.
You shouldn't be. In the real world, if you live in the real world, you can't be.
Listen, I feel like
you live in the real world, you can't be still. That's just how I feel.
Bro, let's see.
But my kid, Sudi Skywalker, the man that walks in the sky and land, he's dropping a new thing called Facts. Go please save that on the Spotify and all that goodness. Here's the snippet for your head tops. I think he's here, if not next week or the week after, but he's going to be pulling up soon. Week. Yeah, smoke.
S won't lose, that's well known facts. Get left on stews, that's too much chat made. Waves on wires go pre-save that, that's bucks and grooves. You know what I do, make the yell them say that's Bundesliga. Leg on shoulder, impress me. Guess what, nine is about that time when that skywalk beats me, then rest in peace. The best indeed, the artist, the myth, the world.
Shelly,
that beat there, peace.
S won't lose, that's well known facts. Get left on stews, that's too much chat made. Yeah, waves on wires go pre-save that, that's.
I'll be real. Getz and Kano, if you're listening, this remix is for you. I want you, man, on that still. When that drops, should shake people up still, because that one's serious.
Very, very
serious.
Yeah.
The internet is crazy.
Yeah, one of them. Oh, fuck off, man. I'm not even gonna pay that anymore, man.
The internet's crazy.
Oh, no, man.
But, yeah, it's been lit still. Should trust, playlist.
Trust. Playlist. What am I gonna play this?
I'm adding claustrophobic. Of does that super future?
Okay.
And there's this guy called Big X the Plug. I don't even know that's it. Yeah, Big X the Plug. Have you heard of him?
Who's that?
It's this little nigga here.
Big X the Plug. Ooh.
Trust me.
Hey, I just went by to watch with a whole lot of diamonds to show all these niggas it's my time. Took a trip out to Cali to hang with the Chris, make a plan, get high off that Zaza. I say R.I.P. Kobe, a nigga so fly when I ball out, fuck around skydive. Shot with chicken on me, could've went by the Williams, the Rudy's a big ass Popeye. In a whole different bracket, this life is immaculate. If you hit me for buzz, then you know that I'm taxing. Keep buying clothes, that shit still in the packages. If he say that he robbed me, he capping me. Really no niggas throw sevens like Kaepernick. You not blind and you see that we have it. Known in my city, so no, I'm not average. Came a long way from dope in the camp. Niggas know that I still in the game that I rip. Solomon, I just had the tip of 600 on all our neck. Made it full like Mitch. Really had me shit. Got out that stuff, started rapping, and 6 months later I'm rich.
Yeah.
Nigga know I'm a step, I step with.
Interesting.
Yeah, so I just found that and yeah, I had to get it.
Okay, he sampled one of my favorite songs in Will Smith, Miami, but okay, yeah, I fuck with that heavy. Okay, I'm going to add Hellraiser by Tupac, and then I'm gonna add I'm gonna add Motion Sickness by Travis and Elves off their album Doghouse. It's Irish rap, but
fair.
Yeah. Big up to them still. But yeah, man. Yeah. We'll see. He's the best rapper out of the three. See him. Drake, don't let me down.
Add that to the intro till we get a fucking response.
Okay. Drake, don't let me down. Say less. Yeah, man. If not anything,
trust
if me. if there isn't anything else, go like, comment, share, subscribe.
Trust.
Yeah, man.
Good shit.
Trust. Leave a review and all that.
Yeah, man.
And yeah, man. I'm a gun store.
Trust, we gone.